Deus in adiutorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Glory to the glorious one, good and great our God alone, who this day hath glorified, first and best of all beside, making it for every clime of all times a sweetest time. On this day the Son of God left his 3 days' dark abode, in the greatness of his might, rising to the upper light. On this day the church puts on glory, beauty, joy, and crown. Coming with his cross to save, with his cross to spoil the grave, he shall speak and earth shall hear, rending rocks shall quake with fear, and the waking dead shall come from the silence of the tomb. Death it cometh, oh beware, judgment cometh, oh prepare. Steadfast, steadfast, let us stand, for the judge is nigh at hand. Steadfast, let us rest at night, steadfast, wake at morning light. Honor, might, and glory be, gracious God and Lord to thee, to the Father and the Son and the Spirit, three in one. Thus we now thy mercy praise, and through everlasting days. Amen.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down? As though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence. Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men in illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all the nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is the head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. A reading from the Epistle of Saint James. Wisdom from above is first of all innocent. It is also peaceable, lenient, docile, rich in sympathy, and the kindly deeds that are its fruits, impartial and sincere. The harvest of justice is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
The Lord filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
He spoke with eloquence.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the midst of the church, he spoke with eloquence.
O blessed doctor, Saint Ephrem, light of the Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O blessed Doctor Saint Ephrem, light of the Holy Church and lover of God's law, pray to the Son of God for us. Beloved brothers and sisters, let us rejoice in our God, for he takes great delight in bestowing benefits on his people. Let us fervently pray. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Eternal God, for whom 1,000 years are like the passing day, help us to remember that life is like a flower which blossoms in the morning but withers in the evening. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Give your people manna to satisfy their hunger, and living water to quench their thirst for all eternity. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Let your faithful ones seek and taste the things that are above, and let them direct their work and their leisure to your glory. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Grant us good weather, Lord, that we may reap the copious fruits of the earth. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Show the faithful departed the vision of your face, and let them rejoice in the contemplation of your presence. Especially for David Martin, Tim Reitinger, Clarence Martin, and Anne Hornigold. Increase your grace and your peace, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, in your love fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit, who inspired the deacon Ephrem to sing the praise of your mysteries, and gave him strength to serve you alone. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna. Amen.
Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, Dulce, dulce, do, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve. A te suspiramus, gementes afflentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Eia ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilius,